In an interview with VOA, Jessen Pettersson called on ethnic Albanian politicians to reach out to the Serb minority. The Danish diplomat recalled his time in Sarajevo 10 years ago, when shortly after the Dayton Peace Agreement, thousands of Serbs left Sarajevo. A similar exodus, he remembered, occurred in Pristina in June 1999. Shortly after NATO forces drove Serbian troops out of Kosovo.
We have seen it now twice after so-called peace agreements. They have been followed by exodus and displacement. It must not happen again.
Jessen Pettersson said an exodus is fully avoidable, but that strong Albanian efforts are needed to show ethnic minorities that they are welcome and have a secure future in Kosovo.
It must be avoided. It would be a humanitarian tragedy. It would be an international failure, and I think it would be a political major setback for Serbia, for Kosovo, and for the region.
Less than 10% of Kosovo's population is non-Albanian. Minorities live in enclaves protected by international peacekeepers. No more than a handful of Serbs dare to live in Pristina, the provincial capital. The UN administrator faulted ethnic Albanian politicians for not doing enough to reassure the Serb minority. He said that as Western embassies have signaled that a likely outcome of the status negotiations will be Kosovo independence, Serb anxieties have risen.
That obviously provokes a lot of fear, concern and uncertainty. And many of them are not so sure or do not believe that at the end of the day maybe they can count on Belgrade. And they're very worried right now.
After nearly 7 years of UN administration, Kosovo's status negotiations began last month. Jessen Pettersson said a key issue being discussed is decentralization, self-government for villages and towns, measures intended to address the concerns of non-Albanians. Barry Wood, VOA News, Pristina.